Dictation for Michael, K9, K-A-N-I-N-E, February 1565. Address as a letter to Dr. Kent, K-E-N-T, Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, 3174766, and Troy Novak, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-K, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Kirby and Mr. Novak, consultation for Mr. K9 with abnormal kidney function. I have talked a number of times with Dr. Kirby. Michael has a prior history of ureteral stricture with cystoscopy back in 2017. Within the last 9 months, there has been problems of urinary frequency, urgency, found it to have elevated PSA, few years back 1.1, it was 5.5, was treated for potential prostatitis with Bactrim, however, concerned about allergies, this was discontinued, PSA has improved down to 3, found it to have bilateral hydronephrosis, urinary retention, post-voidal 900, admitted to McLaren Mount Pleasant, cystoscopy done, no malignancy, folic catheter placed that eventually has been removed. Creatinine was around 3.7, comparing to normal 0.98 back in May. Now stabilizing around 2.3, folic catheter removed. Creatinine, however, up to 2.5. His major complaining is severe incontinence, mostly at night. He doesn't have a feeling of urinate in a regular basis. He's a very physically active person. He has retired from UPS. He likes to run, plays golf, as well as pickleball, P-I-C-K-L-E, pickleball. There was some discomfort towards the right side of his back that has resolved. There has been no gross hematuria, no cloudiness in the urine, no fever, no vomiting. There is constipation, but no bleeding. Otherwise, no edema, no claudication symptoms, neuropathy, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no skin rash, bruises. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypothyroidism or replacement. There was an environmental asthma from his work at UPS with dust exposure, but is not clinically active. Many years back, cardiological evaluation, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, within normal limits. He denies diabetes, coronary artery disease or heart problems, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke, no liver abnormalities, no kidney stones, no renal failure, he's not aware of blood protein in the urine or recurrent UTI. Next paragraph, procedures for cataract surgery, cystoscopy 2017 and recently, a few weeks ago, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, family history of kidney stone in the father and heart problems, father dying at early age 53. Next paragraph, pressing medications include thyroid replacement, Proscar, Rapaflo, R-A-P-A-F-L-O. He completed Keflex antibiotics. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Solfa. Recently took Bactrim. No skin rash, but he was having symptoms of apparently nausea. Next paragraph, on physical exam. He is 166 pounds, 69 inches tall. Blood pressure has been running high over the last 6 months. I got 142.98 on the right, 146.96 on the left. Normal skin mucosal, alert to oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no palpable lymph nodes. Next sample, no palpable thyroid, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no costovertebral angle tenderness, no abdominal findings, no tenderness masses, no edema, no neurological problems. Next paragraph. Most recent creatinine after folic catheter remove increased from 2.3 to 2.5 in the hospital at the time of cystoscopy around September 8th. It was at 3.7, back in May 0.98. A normal sodium, potassium, mal metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Present GFR will be around 28 if this will be a steady state. Anemia 10.8 with a normal white blood cell, minor increase of platelets. It has been isolated prior high bilirubin around 1.5, but the most recent liver function test is within normal limits. No glucose problems. Urine sample, no blood, no protein, no cells. Review the cystoscopy report. No malignancy. There is a MRI. Excuse me. There is a CT scan from July that shows bilateral hydronephrosis, hydroureter, distended bladder. No other abnormalities. There is a prior MRI of the pelvis in 2018. With nothing to suggest malignancy, but enlargement of the prostate. I reviewed notes from Dr. Kirby and Mr. Novak. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury in relation to enlargement of the prostate, urethral stricture, urinary retention, bilateral hydronephrosis, status post cystoscopy dilatation, present a folic catheter out, continue to monitor chemistry on a weekly basis. He has significant lower urinary tract symptoms, including incontinence, frequency, urgency, but no gross pain or bleeding. There has been no documented urinary tract infection. Urine is, for the most part, no activity, so there is no associated glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. He has not returned to baseline that was back in May of this year. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, nothing to suggest volume overload, although blood pressure remains high. He would like to wait a little bit longer before medications. He already is very physically active and eating healthy, low salt, and he is very close to ideal weight. He will check blood pressure at home. He's under a lot of anxiety and stress from his medical issues. On the next few weeks, I would like to add medications with a goal of blood pressure in the 130 over 70 or 75 or below. If the weekly blood test shows that the creatinine is worsening, we will call urology, as they might need to place folic catheter indwelling until further procedures can be done. He will continue his present medications to shrink the prostate, including the Proscar, and to improve the flow with the Rapaflow, R-A-P-A-F-L-O, although he might require further procedures, interventions. He understands that his kidney function might not return to normal and potentially might worsen and progress to potential dialysis. He is paramount importance that his bladder is empty as a way to preserve kidney function and hopefully returning to close to normal. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Olisa discussed at length. This was an urgent and prolonged visit. End of dictation.